Hi, this is Claire, one of your mum mates. Just here to remind you that you're not alone. Yes, it's tough, but you're doing far better than you think. Now, I know you're a mum, but you're important too. And if you're feeling like you don't know who you are anymore or find yourself craving a new chapter after having kids, I'm here to help you. Oh, and tell your mum mates, this might just help them too. Hello, lovely. Well, let me tell you, you are going to love this. I adore Rebecca. She's amazing. I know I say this about every guest, but I'm not going to have rubbish people on. So they're all my favourites. But I think so many of us can relate to what Rebecca's talking about in this episode. You know, we touch upon when you've had children or you've had a baby and you're thrown on the same old clothes that aren't making you feel good, and just the impact it can have of just taking a minute or two longer to put together an outfit or even have a wardrobe that helps you to dress and feel like your best. So Rebecca touches on loads of that, you know, finding your colours, finding your styles, feeling confident, feeling like the best version of you, because then when you get to that point, you are more confident to leave the house or to try that baby club or to make plans to go see your friends, whatever it is, it has a huge impact on you. So this episode is brilliant. But also what I really love is hearing Rebecca's journey, building a business to suit her and her family online. She retrained as a personal stylist and decided, actually, I don't want to take clients around shopping centres. That's not for me. I want to do the school drop-off. So she's like, how can I take this online and still share my skills, but create an income as well? And she shares all of that. So I think there's so much to take from this for us mums. So I think you're going to really enjoy it. Let me know how you get on. Have a good listen. And my apologies for the voice in this. I had a very sore, croaky throat after a hard weekend celebrating my friend's wedding. So apologies, because I am croaky as anything on this. But you'll be glad to know it is returning. My voice is coming back. So enjoy this episode. I can't wait for you to hear the other guests I've got lined up in the next few weeks as well. So make sure you subscribe and let me know what you think. Lots of love. Bye. Hello. I put my bright lipstick on this morning because today I am going to be live with gorgeous Rebecca from Joyfully Dressed. I just adore her. She's brilliant. Her feed just brings me so much happiness. Good morning. So hopefully Rebecca will be joining us soon. Before we start, I have to apologise. I have a very croaky voice. It's so annoying. It's so dry. I was at a party. Here she is. I was at a wedding on Saturday. And let's just say that we had a good time. A wedding, but now I'm paying. I'm going to be struggling all week with it now, aren't I? So good morning. I don't know if that worked then. Rebecca, is she coming? So Rebecca is joining us. Hi.
Hello.
I'll just shuffle back. I'm in my little boy's bedroom. I'm on a little IKEA chair this morning.
I was just thinking, my next door neighbour's just started doing some building work, so if you hear some weird banging, it's perfect timing for this morning.
That's okay. Lovely to see you, Rebecca. I was just apologising for my horrendous voice this morning. I was at a wedding on Saturday and let's just say I had a great time.
I love that feeling. So good.
It's like, I got back yesterday and my boys were like, Mom, what's happened to your voice? And I was like, I think I was maybe singing and chatting too much on Saturday. So yeah, I'm going to be paying for it for the rest of the week now.
I love, do you know what though, like I think now at our age I always get those sort of 2 day hangovers, but I'm just like, yeah, I'm gonna appreciate it. Yeah. Because we don't go out very often, so I'm just gonna sit in it and be like, yes,
that was
good.
It was totally like mum's on tour, and it was all my school friends, so I've not seen them for years, and one's in Australia, one's in Finland, so the fact we were all together, we all had a lot to say, so let's just put it that way. But anyway, well, thank you for joining me today. I put on my bright lippy for you.
I think we're like almost matching.
I'm always in my dark colours, as you know. But thank you so much for joining me, Rebecca, because I know it's a school holiday still for you as well.
Yeah.
I've got my sister's just arrived with her kids. They're all downstairs. It's chaos, so I'm locking myself away. So thank you for freeing yourself up for this today. Okay. How are you?
Yeah, no, I'm really, really good, actually. I've sent my kids out with the husband. I was like, you're going to take a day off today. You're going to do your share of childcare. And he's out with them today. and I'm getting all of my droopy dress work done today so I can take a few days off with them. But yeah, no, it's good.
Lovely, good. Oh, well, thank you for joining me today, because the idea of this series is I just think it's just lovely to hear other people's stories, how other people are doing things. And you have been a previous guest in the heart, because I just
Yeah.
love what you're doing, Rebecca. Would you mind sharing Joyfully Dressed? What is it? What's going on?
Yeah, so my name is Rebecca, or Bex, so everyone else probably knows me. And I run a membership for mums, women as well, but I say mums because it is, I think it's at that time when you're a mum or sort of any big change that my membership particularly helps. And it's all just about adding kind of colour and confidence to your wardrobe. And I call it joyful dressing, and that is kind of what it is. And it's just how, and you know that, I mean, the easiest way of explaining it is, you know that feeling, and you probably had it when you went out the weekend, right? You went out to a wedding, you probably felt and looked amazing, and you just felt like the best version of yourself. Like that feeling of when you're wearing clothes, you feel really good. You can kind of, it sounds weird, but the confidence it gives you is huge. And I think after children, we kind of lose ourselves so much in motherhood that we begin to forget who we are. And I think this small thing about just changing the way you dress makes such a big difference. And personally, it's a journey I've been on myself. So I got 7-year-old twins, and I just lost myself in being a mum to them so much. And you know, you sort of look at yourself and you're like, who even is this person in the mirror? And a big change I made for myself was just like sorting out how I dressed and how I sort of showed up for myself.
And I really think I totally agree that when you are able to build your confidence in one end area of your life, it snowballs, doesn't it?
Yes.
And like you said, it then, you know, if you're feeling good in the clothes that you're wearing, if you feel like you found your style or just a pop of color, I know the difference it makes when I put on my yellow jumper, and it's such a
Yeah.
small thing, but it's
Yeah.
fun. People comment on it as
Yeah.
well. It's like, oh, the color, and oh, it's so spring-like,
Yeah.
and it has such a like a ripple effect that then when you feel better, I have noticed that when I feel like I'm dressed and I'm feeling good about myself, I'm more likely to leave the house with the kids. I'm more likely to go and try a new soft play or a baby club.
Yeah.
I'm just more, yeah, the confidence sort of has that ripple
Yeah.
effect. And it really does have a big impact on your life when you feel good about yourself. But at the same time, so as you know, I also have little ones as well. And the mornings are
Yeah.
chaos. And I do find myself putting on the mum wardrobe,
Yeah.
shall we say, the mum uniform, shall we say, the leggings, the sweatshirt, because it's comfy, it's practical. I'm on
Yeah.
the floor with the kids, I'm running around, I don't stop. So I completely appreciate how we get feeling so stuck and sort of
Yeah.
missed. And like you said, you don't recognize yourself anymore.
Yeah. And I think for me, the thing I've always found difficult, and especially in Instagram and maybe this space, is you see a lot of influencers. You know, you follow influencers and they look amazing and they're going out wearing dresses and heels. And I'm like, well, I can't wear that to soft play. So a lot of what my membership is about is learning how to dress on those days when you are just going to soft play with your kids. You know, how to look or how to feel comfortable. So, you know, maybe wear leggings but wear a bright jumper, you know, because it's as easy to throw a bright jumper on a bit of lipstick as it is just to throw on a grey or black jumper. Or wear a pair of dungarees that still look really fun and cool, and you know, wear trainers that are colourful as opposed to wearing, you know, just a pair of white or black ones. So it's making small changes to your wardrobe that are really achievable and not, you know, not really expensive and still feeling really nice. And then also recognizing on those days. So a good example I always give is, you know, when you go to like a children's soft play, like a party or something, you don't have to dress, you know, if your kids are 5 or 6 or 7, you don't have to dress, you're not going in a soft play with them. That's the time when you can kind of wear a dress and a pair of trainers and just those little things you can do on certain days to elevate you out of that mum style rut. Because I think, as you say, it's really easy to get your head, you know, you think I haven't got any time, but it doesn't, once you've sorted out your wardrobe, it doesn't really take any time. Actually, it's so much quicker. Because you put something on and you're immediately like, oh yeah, I look fab, great, I'm gonna run out the house. It kind of makes it easier for you. And that's what I love about it. And I think, I see I've got a membership now, as I mentioned, and there's quite a lot of women in it, and they've got kids of all different ages. And they're always just messaging me just saying it's like magic, because now they can just open their wardrobe, throw on like a few things, and that same like kind of blind way you do when you're getting kids ready and da 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 da, and go out of the house. And I always say to people as well, like, look at how you're dressing your children. Because for me, for years, I dressed my children like in bright colors, like I'd buy them really nice things from Marks and Spencer, you know, like really nice kids' clothes, and then I'd go out looking just so sad in comparison. And I was like, if I can take the time to make them look nice, I can do the same for myself, because we deserve it as well.
Oh my
Anyway, I'm
goodness.
ranting now, but you know what I mean. I'm
It's like I'm angry about this now.
just like,
No,
come on.
it's so true. I've done it. I've been in Sainsbury's and I've picked up 100 things for the kids, and it's like, oh, I could do with a new bra. Oh no, I'll leave it. And it's that, like you say, it's like, no, you are worth it. You know, you're still in the maternity pants. Go and get yourself some new pants, for goodness sake, because you are worth it. And you know, let's not forget about our own basic human needs when we're back, you know, we make sure that the kids are kitted out in all these lovely beautiful clothes, but actually let's not forget about ourselves as well. But I've also noticed the difference, Rebecca, and it sounds so funny, but when I'm not in my usual mum uniform, let's say, and you know, in the summer, I think once you do find a style, or you do find a type of dress, throwing a dress on actually is quite an easy one, particularly the lovely maxi dresses, is my kids' reactions.
Yeah.
Is like, you look nice, mummy. Yeah. And it's that sort of like, oh, she's in something different.
Yeah.
And I feel good when I'm in like a summer dress as well. Once you find like that sort of style, I really like the maxi jersey dresses.
Yeah.
They are like, still practical. Could put them on with a pair of trainers, but it's just a little thing that just gives you like a bit of a boost,
and it makes it work, isn't it? I mean, a dress is a really easy thing because you just don't even have to think about what matches. Like, unlike trousers and tops, you've got to actually kind of process your mind. If you find a dress that fits you and you know the shape that it's good in you, the color, it's really easy. And I think sort of talking earlier about that bra thing, there was actually on Instagram a while back, people kept posting being like, your children don't need any more new clothes, you need a new bra. Yeah. And in my membership, every month we have a different focus. And last month it was literally underwear, and we were all going out and getting bra fittings, which people hadn't done in ages.
Yeah.
People, you know, people been wearing maternity bras. I mean, I've done this for like years after they stopped, you know, because we just keep stuff in our wardrobe, don't we?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think I always sort of talk about it as like, you know, if you're going to buy your kid an ice cream with sprinkles on, you deserve to have an ice cream with sprinkles on as well. Like, don't always be the person that, and it's not about like, you know, being selfish. It's about self-care for you being really important for them as well. Looking after yourself is looking after them, and it's really simple, but it's really, when you think about it, it's quite obvious.
Well, yeah, this is exactly what I talk about too, Rebecca, is that you are worthy. You are still a person who has needs. And you know, this is, I think, often where we feel like we perhaps disappear and we are unseen because we, you know, who am I to, I'm a mum, like the kids come first. And actually, you know, it's not at the sacrifice of yourself, because I always think, like, at the end of the day, when your kids grown up, imagine telling them like, oh, I used to sacrifice my whole self for you.
Yeah.
That's a lot of pressure to put on a child, isn't it? And they don't want us to do that.
And they don't want to do that for themselves. Like, you know, like we're growing children to live these lives, and we want them to be mums and dads and amazing. I would hate to be having my children grow up to live a version of their life that is less, because they don't deserve that. They deserve to be the best versions of themselves, and we're exactly the same. That's what we all deserve, right?
And I saw last night that was like, it's, you know, don't, it's your day as well. Yes, it's the kids' day, but it's your day as well.
Yeah.
So you want to do something. It's not selfish, it's that self-preservation as such, isn't it? So Rebecca, where would you know, if someone's watching this, and I completely get this, I was saying in my stories before, you know, I was a boob tube kind of girl. I'm like a little girl. It was like the 90s, bit of mousse in my hair, and I was off ready to go. And it's changed now. I'm a mum, and my shape has changed. I look down, my body is so different now. I've had three big boys, big babies, and my shape has completely changed. I've had to really work on who I'm following and finding my style, and I feel like I'm getting there. What would you say to any mums, whether they've just had a baby or they're just at that stage where like, right, I've had enough, I want to build like the best version of myself, I want to add a little bit of joy to my wardrobe, where would you even start? Because it feels like quite a big thing, doesn't it?
Yeah, so a bit of self-promotion, I'd start by following me.
Yes.
But then going past that, I think the best thing you can do is to be really kind to yourself. So I had twins, I was absolutely massive. My body shape has changed quite a lot. You know, my hips have changed size. I've gone from being what I would say is I could squeeze into a size 8, and now I'm 10 to 12. And I think in the same, you know, again, thinking about your children, in the same way that, you know, your kids, when they change age, you buy them new clothes.
Yeah.
You just have to sort of accept that for yourself. And my thing is always that you don't have to love the body you're in, but you do have to be kind to it. And if you're at, so, you know, maybe you're someone that's had children, you want to lose weight, or you're kind of accepting your body or whatever it is, you still deserve to feel and look nice as it is. So even if you go out and buy a few outfits that really make you feel good, that will make a difference. You don't have to change your entire wardrobe. And the thing that kind of annoys me quite a lot actually about this sort of personal styling stuff is kind of this Gok Wan makeover, where, you know, you go somewhere they throw loads of clothes at you, and then you don't really know what to do with them, or you don't know how to style yourself. Like, for me, it's all about sort of understanding your new body shape, working out what does and doesn't work, because there are some really standard style rules. Like, you know, the most basic thing is you probably want to make your body look quite balanced when you're getting dressed. And I think often we're getting dressed and you can kind of tell something's off, but you don't know what that is. So a lot of the time what I'm trying to teach my members is to work out what's wrong with an outfit and how to change it. And then you can even decide if you do want to change it or not. You don't have to follow these style rules. You kind of, once you know the rules, you can make the rules that fit you and make you feel good. I break the style rules. I make myself laugh because I like teach everyone these rules and I completely ignore them because I want to wear something where I like it. Yeah, and I think just, you know, just being kind to yourself, you know, knowing that the shop's sizing is naff. Like, you know, and M&S and Next and all these shops, they size down to make us feel good about ourselves. Topshop and all these other shops, Asos, size a different way. All the sizes are completely fake. They're made up, you know.
Yeah.
Don't worry about any of that. Just, you know, go and try on some things. I think you made a really good point. You know, now it's coming to spring and summer. Just find a dress that makes you feel really lovely and nice.
Yeah.
Because I think that's a really easy thing to go out in. And just, you know, don't be so hard on yourself for your body having changed, because you've literally had children come out of you. And I just think we literally grew things in our body. We're not going to be the same shape. And also, yeah. You know, I keep seeing posts at the moment about, you know, us all looking back on our teenage bodies, sort of 16, 17, 18, but we're literally teenagers there. We're not even grown women. So it's not even about having children. It's about just your body changing as you mature, and we'll continue to do so. And another thing I say, and this is like a nice trick that I like, you know, have a look at yourself maybe when you were 18 or 19 or 20. And just, because I think we're all hard on ourselves however we look.
Yeah.
So what I always say to people is, you know, if you were younger and you were being hard on your body, and you're now older and looking back on that body and wishing you had it, how are you going to feel in 10 years time when your body changes again? So just give yourself a bit of grace, because we're always changing and we're always so hard in the moment. But actually, you know, I'm sure most people would, you know, desperately go back to their body 10 years ago, even if at the time they had problems with it. So just, you know, all these sort of things. It's quite a lot of different things I could say, but I think that's quite a strong one to think about for yourself.
I think also maybe being, like you said, following you, of course, and this is why I have you on here, because I think really looking at who you're following on social, where you're getting your influence from. And I talk about this a lot, you know, you don't have to be following everybody. And I noticed it myself not so long ago. I think I'd just had my third baby and I was following this young girl and she had lovely style. But then it suddenly dawned on me, you know, she was, I think she was about 18. She had legs literally like.
Yeah, I'm always like that.
Yeah. She looked amazing, and hats off to her. But actually, by following her, it wasn't actually giving me inspiration. It was actually triggering me more, because yeah. I was then almost remembering my body at that age when I could eat anything, my boobs were in the right place and all that sort of stuff. And I was like, actually, this isn't helpful for me. You know, following someone like you, following someone who's a similar shape to me, a similar style,
yeah.
a similar life chapter as well, I think really helps. You know, this young girl, you know, hats off to her, she's traveling the world in the glamorous holidays. And I noticed that a lot of the outfits she was sharing was, you know, those gorgeous dresses for with heels and bags and going out and luxury holidays and stuff. And it's like, that's not the place that I'm in. So actually, it's not helpful. It's not helpful for me. So I think maybe being very mindful of
what you let in.
What you let in. It's a bit like the magazines, isn't it, that you buy. You sort of change your choice of magazine as you grow up and as you change. And I think it's the same with social media. We need our feeds to inspire us, be helpful. Like yours is educational. I love when yours pops up. It's like, oh, great idea. And I think you did one not so long about just simply just like sometimes just tucking a jumper in or just styling it slightly different. And it can really change the way that an outfit feels. So I think that could be a really good starting place as well, as finding someone who's similar to you that you can relate to and that you can then use for influence and style. So
yeah, no, I am actually, when you join up to my mailing list, I have an email series. Funny you saying this, because I have an email series of free emails, and it literally takes you through the process of looking through Instagram and clearing it up. So literally going through, deleting people that make you feel rubbish, or exactly what you're saying. Like, I was doing the same. I kept following all these like 20-year-old blonde influencers that live in Chelsea. Yeah. I was like, I can't afford the clothes they're wearing. I've never had a body like that. I'm 5'3". I've never been 6 foot. I don't wear heels for lunch with my friends. Like, that's not the lifestyle I'm living. Like, delete all those accounts. Follow, you know, you can put alerts on accounts that you do like and follow. You can follow certain hashtags, so like mum style, mid-size style is a really good one to follow. apparently we're all, you know, most, you know, if your size sort of 10, 12, 14, you're mid-size, which is a bit annoying, but anyway, and just, you know, trying to, yeah, change what you're looking at constantly, because it's an echo chamber, isn't it? If it's making you feel bad, then just get rid of it. Like, it's no need, 100%.
Absolutely, I love it, thank you. What would you say as well, I've had chats with mums in my community about, you know, perhaps you're ready for a change, and whether it's weight loss or whatever it is, and you're trying to find yourself again. And I've done it where I had a wardrobe of clothes that I will one day fit back into again. Yeah. You know, you don't want to get rid of those skinny jeans because you know that they will fit again, but it's going to take some time before they do. But actually your wardrobe is so full of all that stuff. It's almost triggering. Yeah. And I suggested to one of the mums in our group, of like, what about just pick out that one outfit that you felt really good to use as inspiration? You know, when you wore it, you felt comfortable. You know that one day you will fit in that. But rather than your wardrobe be bulging of nothing that fits, what about having a clear out? Put it, you know, sometimes it's more triggering than inspiring. What about bagging out? Put it in the loft, put it away. It's there for when you are ready to wear it again.
Yeah.
Not in your face every morning, oh, you're not this size anymore, oh, you're not here yet.
And yeah.
What would you say to that?
I agree. Okay. So I think two things. So I always say that your wardrobe isn't a storage space. So like, it isn't just for you to just store stuff in. It is a place for you to use. And if you're going in there and there's loads of stuff you can't wear, that's going to make you feel awful. And also it's really tricky to get dressed because the stuff doesn't fit you. So I would say exactly the same thing. I mean, I guess I'm probably a bit more brutal than you, Claire, because I'm a bit like, you know, my shoe size changed when I had kids. Like, my feet went up half a size. I can't fit into those shoes anymore. And I've got rid of them. So I think just be really honest with yourself. Like, if your hips have changed shape because you've had babies and they're not going to go back, you're maybe not going to fit into those jeans. If you are thinking that you can lose some weight, which obviously lots of people do, then definitely keep the stuff. Loads of people in my group sell loads of stuff on Vinted and just feel so much better afterwards. You know, they make a bit of money from it and then they use that money. You know, if you've got a top and a pair of trousers that you loved before, just, you know, have that outfit in mind and maybe just try and recreate it in a bigger size. Literally size up and see how you feel then. You know, store away the stuff. If you think you're going to use it again, 100% put it in storage if you can. Like, literally, I've got a box under my bed and I just put stuff. Actually, I've thrown away quite a lot of my stuff that doesn't fit me anymore because I just know I'm never gonna be that person again. But yeah, you can put it under your bed like you would seasonally with stuff. Because I take all my seasonal stuff out as well because you want your wardrobe to be really functional. You want to be able to open it and be like, yeah, that works, that works. And ideally, you want it all to work together. Like, that's also what we're trying to build, like a wardrobe that, you know, has the colours that work together, the shapes all fit. You know how to, you know, so it just becomes super easy. So as opposed to just being that like legging jumper put on, you just do jumper and jeans and you know it works.
Yeah, I love that, thank you. So now just thinking about, talking about you having a business and running a business online, which must be very, how long have you been doing Joyfully Dressed?
So I started Joyfully Dressed, so I opened my membership a year ago is when I opened my membership, but I started building the business 6 months before in September. So I did training as a personal stylist, and then I decided, I basically, about 2 years ago, I was so sick of getting dressed and not knowing what to wear. And I was like, I just want somebody to design a website for me where I can go on and all the clothes will fit me and be the right colours for me. And then I had my colours analysed and I found that mind-blowing. Like, I thought that changed my wardrobe massively. And I was like, if no one else is doing this, I'm going to do this. And that's where Joyfully Dressed started off as like the basic concept, and it's kind of built from there.
And that's amazing because, like you said, you were craving that functionality. I could really do with a website that's going to help. That's similar to me starting my business. I was like, I'm a tired first time mum, I've got a 6 month baby at home who doesn't sleep. The days when I'm exhausted, I'm going to write down some simple play ideas, and my business started. And it's so interesting, isn't it? So okay, so you had that idea and you start training as a personal stylist. What was it, because as we know, starting a business is not easy. Start a business online as well, and a new channel. How was that, Rebecca? How did you, you know, did you, and confidence, what was that process?
So I think I've just got blind confidence. No, not blind confidence, or just, I don't know, I tend to get an idea and I stick with it. And the first time I met you actually is because I was running another business. This isn't my first business. So when I had my twins, I was just, you know, I'd made something for them and I really liked it. And I was just a bit bored and I needed to do something for myself. So I started a business called Pip and Cherry. Which was just making baby books, and you know, I think you remember, but it was super hard, if I'm being really honest. Like, I was sewing the whole time, And I quickly realized that it wasn't, you know, if work before wasn't perfect, and then, you know, being a stay-at-home mum wasn't perfect, this new business, I really loved aspects of it. I particularly loved the community aspect of it and like the joy aspect of it and kind of, you know, turning your day round, blah, 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 as a mum. Yeah. But I didn't like the sitting sewing. It was taking away from my family. So I did that. And then I kind of, when I went back to work full time, and I was like, I'm going to close that business. But when my kids go to school and I have a bit more time and I have a bit more brain space, I'm going to open or think about doing a new business again. So I'd always had it in my head that I would run a business. I love problem solving. Like, I love the process of starting a business and taking a problem and kind of seeing where you're going with it. And I kind of think, I mean, I would say for anyone starting a business, like, two things. One, just give yourself an hour a day to work on it. Like, it doesn't have to be more than that. Just say, like, I used to call it like my 1 hour a day framework. Like, my kids would go to bed at 7 or 8 o'clock and I would just sit, my husband would be watching telly, and, you know, I could have easily done the same. And I would do an hour. If I missed a day, it was fine. But I just always knew that it would move me. And then just kind of have an end, like, have a sense of direction, which is kind of what I talk about in the Joyfully Dressed anyways. Like, I think for a lot of us, we can be just a bit like, you know, going this way, going that way. But if you just kind of know where you're heading for and just keep plodding in that direction, eventually you get there. And then when you look behind, you're like, oh wow, how far have I come? Because it's kind of,
I love that. And all those hours, they really do build up, don't they? I liken this to us doing DIY. We bought our first house, no idea, but every night we just did a little bit of decorating. Yeah. And you get to the end of the week or the end of the month and we're like, oh, we've done a whole room.
Yeah.
You know, it's those bites, you know, to sit and think, okay, do you know what? I really fancy that. I'm going to start. The actual idea, you know, even saying it, I'm going to start a business, just sounds so mammoth, doesn't it?
Yeah. Just break it down.
Yeah, it's just those little bits. And just that, I think it was Stephen, you know, Stephen Bartlett, he said not so long ago about just opening the Instagram page is the first step.
Yeah.
Adding on your name or deciding what you know, you can take those little steps and they still help you to move forward. But when you've got that end goal in mind, it just really helps you to have sort of direction. But also, I don't know about you, Rebecca, but I think for a lot of us, there's that pull being a mum, and also that craving of wanting to do something for yourself. Yeah. I don't know if you have that, and it's that, you know, am I selfish for wanting to sell, you know, because setting up a business or doing something like this is like having another child. But actually it's not. It's good for us as mums to have a purpose. You know, you can be a mum and more and have that sort of focus outside of being a mum. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, and I think also, like, everything I'm building, probably the same with you, is for them, really, because, like, I'm trying to, and that's what I would also say as well, is don't build something that doesn't work for your family or life. So, you know, don't build a business where, you know, if you want to be at home or doing school, so I can do school pickup now, which I couldn't 6 months ago, and build a business around that. Like, when you're building a business or making a change, you have so much control and so much power over what it becomes.
Yeah.
Because you are, you know, you're the engineer of it. You make every decision. So don't, you know, if you don't want to sit sewing for hours in the evening, don't do that. If you don't want to, like, so, like, I'm a personal stylist, and I guess in theory I could be going to Blue Water every day with 4 clients and getting them styled, but I didn't want to do that because I wouldn't be with my family. So I've then thought, okay, I'm going to pivot and do this other thing that I can do that works around. I can do it in the evenings. I still have to put lots of hours in, but it's really flexible.
Yeah.
And you can give yourself that. You're in charge. You can give yourself that gift.
Yeah, that's so true, isn't it? Yeah, you can mold it to work around you and your family and sort of the life that you want and you crave. So yeah, I love that. Thank you, Rebecca. Yeah. That's really helpful. Yeah, I think so often, and I don't know about you, but there are mornings, a Monday morning like today, my two youngest are in preschool. My eldest is normally in school, not when we're on Easter holidays, but I really look forward to my Monday mornings. I adore my children, but Monday morning, I get to open the laptop and I get to work on something that I'm so passionate about. I'm excited. It gives me a spark. It gives me, and that's okay. That's okay to find your thing outside of being a mum as well.
Yeah. Like, I think it's great for them to see as well. Like, I just, my kids are always talking about what I'm doing. I'm always like, you know, what does mummy do? And they talk about it and like they're interested in it. Like, everything we're doing is just showing them a different way of being. And I think, you know, I was juggling this for 10 months with my other job. So I was working a full-time job and then doing this in the evening, and now I've taken this full-time. I mean, also they don't really notice what's going on, you know, they're little, they're just like, blah, blah. But I think it's all just good, you know, like, doing something for yourself is really good. And also doing something, you know, if you're solving a problem for other people, which most businesses do, you know, most women I find start a business because there's a problem they want to solve, and then they sort of, you know, they become almost like the guide, you know, that they've been there, done that, and then they're guiding other people through that same journey. Yeah. So you're also helping loads of people, and it's just such a nice feeling, and it's just good for them to see you being your best version of yourself. Yeah. It's a little tired sometimes.
Yeah. But that's fine too, isn't it? And I used to give myself such a hard time when Mason, my eldest, was little, and we'd go to the post office multiple times a day to drop off orders, you know. But actually, you know, you're showing them, you're a role model of what it takes to run a business, to run a house. And also, let's not forget that the workforce is going to change. It's changing already. Yeah. And the balance of the focus on family life and making work around that, it's really great that they've been able to see their mums and be proud of their mums that they're building a business. And I'll never forget when Mason, my eldest, once said, so do all mums have businesses? And I was just like, yeah. I was just with that, like, oh, it chokes me up every time, just because it was just like, it's just what he'd seen since he was
so nice.
In raising a business. And it's that raising a business, you see, it's like raising children, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it's but like that.
I think the fact that you're helping other, and did that, I'm sure it did, but perhaps the level at which you're helping women, has that surprised you? You know, I know you're helping them with the outfits and their clothes, but you must be helping them on a much deeper level, Rebecca. And that must be so.
I think that's actually really true. So I've had the membership for a year now, and when people, I had like a founders cohort. So when you run a membership, you often do a founders cohort just to test it out. And I remember getting the first reviews back, or just messages from people quite early on, quite quickly. And just people talking about the difference it had made, like on a staggering level, to the point that sometimes that when I'm kind of talking about my membership and I want to say what it does, it's almost a bit, I feel a bit embarrassed, because I literally believe it changes people's lives. Like, I do think that, and I'm a bit like, wait, now I sound ridiculous, but I not only think that, like, I do know that people have told me that. So whether it be, you know, going back to work and having the confidence to getting a promotion, or, you know, even things like mum showing up, you know, going, sounds really stupid, like, you know, wearing a swimsuit on the beach, which they wouldn't have done before.
Yeah.
So they, you know, before they may have sat and sort of just watched their kids play in the water, but now they're actually wearing a swimsuit and they're playing in the water as well. And how that helps. A lot of people said it's really helped their mental health after having kids, which I've been, you know, amazed by. I often say, actually, like, you know, I'm here to help you put outfits together, but Joyfully Dressed does way more than that, because it's all about your confidence and how it makes you show up in your own life.
Yeah,
it's pretty amazing.
So the fact that you run your membership, you've got your two young girls, how do you find to look after yourself then, Rebecca? Because you're a busy mum with a business. How do you look after
So I think this is a good point, actually. I'm probably not great at that. And actually, I was thinking this week that I needed to prioritise that. I think you always go through stages where you're sort of prioritising something. And for the last year, it's definitely been getting Joyfully Dressed up and running, you know, making it so I could leave my job and I'd have enough money, blah, blah, blah. And actually this week I was like, do you know what? I'm going to start doing a few things more for myself a week. So my husband's quite good at it, I've noticed. And I was totting up what he does. And then nothing, not knocking him, because good for him. But like, you know, he plays football on a Monday night. Like he does, you know, if he plays golf on a Friday, you know, does he play golf? Is that, can he play golf? I don't know. He goes to golf. Why can't I say that? Does something. So, I think I am going to do a few things. And I think what for me has been a problem recently, it's not a problem, is I just love Joyfully Dressed so much. I think it's a bit like you. So I love reading books about business. Like, I find it all so interesting. Yeah. But I have to sometimes be like, okay, my hobby now has to be separate. So my job has to be separate from what I enjoy. So I'm going to start doing a life drawing class. I used to love doing that when I was younger. You know, going back to things we used to like during when we were younger. They always say that, don't they?
Yeah. I'm pulling a face, because that's exactly the same as me. I loved life drawing. I was textiles, art, A-level, drawing, painting. And for a while I've been looking if there's any night classes to do some sort of get back into that, because I bought the canvases, I bought the paintbrushes. But I think if actually going out the house, you know, I work at home with young children, if I could find a night class, it would just give me that accountability to actually show up and do it and make some time for myself that's not work and not being a mum. So I love that. Yeah, I think we're very similar.
It's funny. Well, I did a photography course a few years ago, and actually it got stopped because of COVID, and it was really annoying, but it was great. Like, it wasn't very expensive. It was at a local college. It was like, you know, £100 maybe for a block of 12 lessons. And I just loved it because every evening I went out and had something for myself. So I'm looking for something to do now. And actually maybe a sewing course, but that is slightly related, a bit related to Drippy Dress. Because I'm like, oh, I want to make my own clothes now. My husband keeps looking at me like, you're not starting a business where you're also making the Drupal clothes. And I'm like, aren't I?
Do you know what? Saying that actually, so I was at the wedding on Saturday, hence why I can't talk. And one of the ladies walked in. She looked incredible in a pale blue, white pinstripe suit. And I was like, oh my goodness, you look amazing. And she said, you know, I saw it advertised by Ralph Lauren. And I thought, do you know what? I'll make that myself.
Yeah.
With two young children, she made herself the most incredible suit. And she just looked awesome. And she looked so confident in it as well. She wore that suit so well. So, yeah, you never know, Rebecca, it could be. But,
yeah.
Hats off to you if you get the same reason out that.
But I kind of have this belief that I think we can all pretty much learn whatever we want, you know.
Yeah, oh my goodness. And especially now with the internet, there's no excuse, yeah. Is there, like, but yeah, I think definitely finding something for yourself and just trying to show up and make it a weekly thing, yeah. Or just something that, and again, it's so easy to be like, oh, but I'm a mum, I don't have any hobbies. And now it's like, oh, I'm a mum and I run a business, I definitely don't have time for hobbies. It's like, actually, you could make that, because what I've learned is, or what I always believe that, you know, childcare is ridiculously expensive. So when the kids are in childcare, I felt like I had to work every minute, yeah. They weren't in the house to justify not having them at home with me. But actually, if I take, you know, I drop them off, if I actually go for a dog walk or do some exercise or have a decent breakfast, I actually work better.
Yeah,
I have more focus. And so you're allowed to make time for yourself. Actually, it's good for you. It makes you a better person, a better businesswoman, a better mom, doesn't it? So, yeah.
Yeah, I kind of have a business dream that I call Wonderful Wednesdays, and I will just take every Wednesday off and go into London and go to an art gallery or go for, you know, just see, not quite there yet, but eventually.
Can I come and join you, Rebecca?
Let's do it.
Because that sounds so dreamy.
Yeah. I'm
all up to that, absolutely. So before I let you go, because I'm conscious I've taken up lots of your time, I just want you have, so like I said, your business is doing so well. It's 1 year in, and I wish you all the best because you are so fabulous. And I know you're helping so many, and I adore following you as well. I wondered if you have any goals for yourself, Rebecca, for this next year. Have you got anything that you really want to achieve?
So goals for myself, so it's just to continue the membership. I probably have quite a lofty ambition of getting to 1,000 members, so I kind of have and that does sound lofty now I'm saying that, but I'm at 400 members, so also achievable. So I'm hoping to sort of hit around 1,000 members, but to be honest, my first year was growing the business sort of like kind of really like learning what worked and what didn't work. So this year is all about just kind of really, you know, pushing down on those things that did work and really, like, you know, making my branding really strong. So I've just had my branding all done by an amazing designer.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Oh, really, thank you.
What a big job it is, rebranding. So yeah, it looks gorgeous.
So just to like really show up in this space. So I think that's also what a lot of women do, is like, you know, they'll start a business. I always see it all the time. I'm like, you know, invest in your business, you know, spend some money on branding. Like, you know, I'm not a small business. I'm an independent business owner. Like, it's not small. It's going to be, you know, it can be whatever I want it to be, really. You can push and pull it into whatever space. And, you know, I don't have crazy lofty ambitions for it. I would just love a little membership of 1,000 members I can look after really well, where the community is really buzzing and everyone's really kind because my community is amazing.
Yeah.
And I can just, you know, afford to take the holidays off when I want, because, you know, at the moment, obviously, I'm still working holidays. And yeah, and just really honing in on those things that make your brand look professional, like the branding, getting some photos done. I'd love to do sort of community meetup with my community and get them together, and do a massive branding photo shoot, just of everyone wearing their amazing colourful clothes. That's kind of being planned. So yeah, some kind of exciting things.
Yeah. Oh, I can see it. I can see it. And the fact that it's there, it just, you're going to keep working towards it. So.
Just keep moving.
No, hats off, and I'll be here cheering you along, because I think you're awesome. I really do. Yeah. And I was so pleased. I think you popped up to Joyce for the dress, and I was like, I'm sure that's Rebecca. And then you said, it is, it's me. So
no, but you're not Claire. Like, I have the message on my phone. So I used to run Pip and Cherry, and I remember closing it, and you sent me the kindest message, and you were like, you were like, you'll be back. And I remember saving it on my phone, and it was just I remember you had like a really big brand, and you were on it, and everyone was like, she didn't have to do that. And you sent me this really lovely message just being like, you know, you've done an amazing job, like, you should be really proud of yourself, like, I can't wait to see what you do in the future. And I was just like, oh, and I've kept it on my phone, because I was always like, And then, yeah, when you messaged me out of the blue, I was like, what?
No, I was just delighted. So yeah, good for you. Cause it's, I'm a strong believer, as you know, that, okay, one door shuts or things change and it's to make way for something else. Yeah. So absolutely.
It teaches you stuff as well, right? Like my business closing before has just taught me so much. Like, you know, everything I've done in the past is built to this moment, and that's just, you keep moving, keep going.
Definitely. And I think also you'll be able to now look back and join the dots of, you know, that the previous business wasn't a failure. It's taught you so many things. Like you said, it's made you realize that actually I don't want a sewing based business. Actually, I do. I like this bit. I didn't like that bit. So it wasn't a failure. It's just taught you and helped you to mold. And yeah, you're going to, and I feel like I'm the same. So I'm obviously going through big change at the moment. And I feel like in a couple of years, I'll be able to look back and be like, oh, okay, I can join the dots now. I can see where, like, how this got me to this place. So well, Rebecca, it's been lovely to chat to you. I'd love to join you on your Wednesday in London. One day
will be a life drawing class. We should find a life drawing thing in London and go to it.
Although I'm keeping my clothes on.
I wasn't gonna draw you.
Could have a Titanic moment, couldn't we? No, let's not go there. Okay, it's too early on a Monday morning. It's too early. Rebecca, it's been such a joy to chat to you. Thank you. Sorry about my croak.
No, you sound perfect. Keep the lippy on.
Keep the lippy on. I know, exactly. Thank you for joining me. Enjoy the rest of your Easter holidays, won't you?
Amazing.
I'll chat to you soon.
Right.
But anyone watching this, I do turn the audio and turn it into a bonus podcast episode, which should be available in the next couple of weeks as well. And I'll tag you, Rebecca, so you can see it. So anyone that prefers to listen or just join in and missed it, it'll be available for you. All right.
Thanks. Bye. Have a good day.
Hi, and you. Bye. Thank you.
Thank you for listening today. I really hope you found it helpful, and perhaps you could share it with one of your mum mates and they might find it helpful too. Oh, and I'd love to be mum mates with you. So please sell me a selfie of you listening along. I'd love to get to chat to you. And if you could leave a review, that would be awesome. Send me a little screenshot of your review and I will send you a discount code to use on our site. Bye.